In Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, the Bible said to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Why did I want to say sun? I guess I mismemorized that somewhere along the way. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all of his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that men should fear before him. If correctly read, that's the first 14 verses here in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Pray with me a moment. Father, I pray tonight that you'll meet with your people. God, that you would help us, our Lord, to try to recall some of these things you put in our heart. And Lord, we just pray you'll lead us tonight in the service, and God, that you'll help us to be able to leave here tonight, Lord, saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, we love you tonight, and it's all because you first loved us. Thank you for the love, Lord, that your people have for you, that your people have for your word, that your people have for one another. Thank you, Lord, for the love that your people have for sinners. And Lord, I know that nobody's ever loved a sinner like you. Lord, help us to love them more, pray more for them. Help us, our Lord, to see more saved this year. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Put that picture up for me, brother. Amen. Can everybody see that picture? That's the last picture that I have of Sawyer with his teeth. Sawyer in that picture right there has not been up the slide backwards yet. Amen. See, some of you don't know about Sunday, but I took a picture out the window of my shop Sunday. And the Lord spoke to my heart. Their swing set was covered in snow. The pool was covered in snow. The deck was covered in snow. Everything was covered in snow. And the way the Lord spoke to my heart, it's not swimming season. Amen. When it's covered in snow, it's not swinging season. These are my little grandchildren. Now, since this picture, there's another one. And Sister Jennifer, I know you know who that is. You've had an encounter or two with Ava. The least one's not in this picture. So that's Amelia in the middle there, and that's Olivia and Sawyer. And I'll get to see them this weekend, Lord willing. You will too. Olivia and Sawyer will be here Sunday with us, amen, at church. Olivia has an eye appointment. But when I thought about the seasons, you know, their greatest concern in life, you can think about this day right here in their life, is whether they're going to eat a red popsicle or a blue one. Amen. Can anybody remember those days? Whether they're going to eat Corn Flakes or Fruit Loops. Amen. Whether they're going to swing first or ride their bicycle first. I mean, that's the kind of things they've got that they're weighing out. in their life. So when we think about the seasons, the Bible said to everything there's a season. You think about the seasons of life. And we think about the babies. Then we think about the children. And then we think about the preteens. And I never heard this term until recently. And I think it's a term that fits if you've ever raised little girls. Then there's the stage where they're a tweenager. I mean, that's what I just said. Amen. About 10, 11 years old, I've said about Olivia, she's 9 going on 19. Amen. Very, very intelligent. And the other day I said to her, I said, Olivia, I said, what is that up here above your eyes? And she said, oh, Papa. You know, she had a little bit of, I don't know what you call it, amen, but what's it called, Miss Eve? Eyeshadow? Okay, Miss Eve knows what it's called, amen. I don't wear the stuff, amen. I'll let Brother Ralph and Brother David wear it, and I'm not going to wear it, amen. But anyway, she had a little bit of that on her, and she's got her nails painted up now and things like that. Ain't you glad, Brother, you had a boy? Amen. That boy will be in bad trouble if you catch him painting his nails on it. Amen. Amen. But anyway, then you get into that years of teenagers, then a young adult, then what we call the middle age, then people are retired. The next thing you know, they're elderly. Some of our people are in nursing homes now. Some of them are in assisted living. And you know, this time next week, that might be us. We don't never know, amen, what's going to happen in this walk of life. But what I wanted to magnify, and we're going to go on with this, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the physical, but we need to just learn to enjoy whatever season we're in. I think, Brother Jason, one of the things I missed as a dad at your age was the ability to just enjoy. I mean, we get to running so fast, don't we? Trying to make a living, trying to provide for our young'uns, trying to provide for a wife, trying to keep the house up, trying to keep the vehicles up. Somebody say amen. And I think that's one of the things that makes grandchildren so special. My dad said, Brother Jason, if I'd known it was that good, I'd have had them first. You get that after a while, amen. But we need to learn to enjoy. The Bible said to everything there is a season. And I want to encourage you tonight, wherever you are in that season in your life, slow down a little bit. Smell the roses in that season. Amen. And enjoy the blessings of God. We get up every morning, if we just look up to heaven and say, God, this day is a gift that you've given me. Help me, Lord, this day to honor you with the gift that you've given me. And so I thought about that, and I thought about, you know, this picture here of the little ones. There was a time, Brother Junior, when David was like Sawyer there. And then there was a time when he grew up a little bit and he took care of his father's sheep for him. Amen. And then there was a time when David became a warrior. Now you think about this in our lives, amen. He matured and he became a king and he became a warrior. When others, think about this, a songwriter said this, it's not original with me, but when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. You see, others, I've been thinking about Miles, Sister Kathy, I don't know what. I've always thought God had something special in mind for those boys. I don't know what God's got for them. I don't know what God's got for James. But see, we need to enjoy the season that we're in. Amen. Because God said there's a purpose in that season of life. I thought about David, and then David comes along towards the end of his journey and he said, I once was young. And he said, now I'm old. But he said, I've learned something. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed a begging bread. Amen. David didn't know that when he was that age.
David didn't know that when he was taking care of the sheep on the backside of the desert. And David many times feared for his own life. He's the one that wrote, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee." Amen. A lot of things that David in some of those seasons, and I want to say this to you. I believe that any church, and I would say this if I was the youngest man here, pastor in this church, I would still say it. Any church that's healthy is going to have all of these seasons represented from the cradle. This year, 2024, I'd hope not, but one of us may step out into eternity this year. But you see, I think a church that's healthy, all of those seasons are represented in that church, don't you? I traveled for years with Rock of Ages, and many churches I went into, I'm talking about when I was 45, 46, 47 years old, I was the youngest person there. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, that's sad. Amen. A church that doesn't have children, you might not agree with me, but I believe it's dying by degrees. Amen. We've got to reach our kids. We've got to reach our grandkids with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I thought about a little boy by the name of Joseph. According to what I've been able to study, he was about 17 when God made him that coat of, when his father made him that coat of many colors. Amen. His brothers got jealous of him. He wasn't always 17, though. There was a time when he was a little boy. And then there was a time as a teenager, beloved, when God began to reveal things to him in dreams. Amen. And then he had a season there where he was blessed. And then he had a season there where he was broken. He was in the prison. Amen. Falsely accused. Then he had a season where God exalted him. You say, "Pastor, why did God exalt Joseph?" Because he stayed faithful through it all. Amen. And I think if we would learn, beloved, listen, in those seasons, I'm going to say some more about it, but if we'd learn, these men are good examples. David's a good example. Moses is a good example. He starts out in a little basket, don't he, in the bulrushes. Amen. And his own mommy ends up breastfeeding him. Ain't that something? Amen. That's how God can do things. Amen. He can turn it around. But thank God that Moses, he grew up and he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I want to give you some things. Now we've talked about the physical part a little bit. I want to talk about the spiritual part a little bit tonight. The winter, in the spiritually speaking, the long, usually a dreary season. But did you know this tonight? Listen to me carefully. We look out there at the trees and there are no leaves on them and there are no buds on them. But did you know this is when they're growing in the heart? This is when they're growing on the inside. You see, beloved, God has a purpose for those winter seasons in our lives. Amen. And listen, spring's coming, but right now it's winter. Amen. And not only winter physically, but there are winter seasons spiritually in our lives. Listen to me. I wish I could tell you God saved me in 1987. And every day of my life, I've been on fire for God. There have been some winter times in my life. Amen. There have been some winters that I didn't know if I'd get through them or not. But God helped me. Amen. And God had a purpose. If we'd remember that, the Bible said, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever." Sometimes when it's winter, that's a time when we ought to be growing. It's a time when we ought to be, beloved, maturing in the things of God. And then there's the springtime. After the winter comes spring. And I think, Brother Jason, you might have mentioned it, but I'm telling you what, I went out today in church sleeves and said, "Hallelujah. Amen. Amen." I'm telling you what's the truth. The snow's all melted, and 90% of it is at the house. There's still some shady spots where there's some snow. But in the spring, That represents a time of rain and a time of refreshing. And it's a joy. And listen, you ought to have times in your life when you can say this. There was a joy that followed that long winter season in your life. Amen. It's a time that the growth has taken place on the inside. I love this. But now it's going to start showing on the outside. There's going to be some budding going on. Amen. There's going to be some leaves coming out. There's going to be some flowers. I got a pear tree there at the house. One of the most beautiful things you ever looked at in your life. Amen. And one year, I'm not kidding. If I didn't pick up 25 5-gallon buckets of pears off that one tree, I didn't pick up a pear. I mean, that thing just produced and produced and produced. Last year, the freeze got it, or I thought it did. But you know what? It was so thick that it just got the blooms kind of on the outside. And underneath, those blooms made it. The others protected it. Amen. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not. But it's a time that the growth that's taken place on the inside begins to show signs on the outside. And I think that's a blessing. Leviticus 26:4 said, "Then well, I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit." Amen. The spring is when we see that starting out. I pastored in Wise for 5.5 years, and across the road from the church was an apple orchard. You talking about something beautiful. But in the spring of the year, amen. I think even these trees down here in front of the church are absolutely beautiful. The Bradford pears, when they put out in the spring, amen, all those blooms, it's absolutely gorgeous. And then there's the not only the winter season and the spring, but the Bible did say to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Then summer comes along, and many times the summer's dry, and many times it's a hot season. Now, I'll tell you what I am as far as if I could pick a season, it would be like spring and fall. I mean, you can work, you can do whatever without burning up, amen. I'm not real fond of winter. And I'm not real fond of summer. I burn, amen, burn, baby, burn. If I get out in that sun, I'm light-complected. I don't just burn, I blister, amen. You won't find me with my shirt off. It's just because I burn up, amen. There'll be water blisters raised up on me. But listen, that summertime is sometimes we get dry. And sometimes we need to focus a little more on the water. I began to think about this as I was meditating on this message. I thought about, there was Brother Ron, I think it was 2 years ago. It was that first year we put out garden. It was either 2 years ago or 3 years ago. We put out garden. And I'm telling you, it was looking beautiful. Summertime come. And I mean, it was wilting. Well, you know what I did? I give it a little help, amen. I took that tractor and I hooked me up a 55-gallon drum to it. I plumbed a spigot in the bottom of that 55-gallon drum. And I'd run down there at the pond and I'd dip that tractor, or dip that 55-gallon drum down in that pond and pick it up. And I couldn't get it plumb full, but two-thirds full of water. I'd go back up there above the garden because it's kind of downhill a little bit. And I'd raise that bucket up there and we'd hook a water hose to it and water the garden. In other words, we'd done put too much work into it to let it dry up now. You know what I believe? I believe our Lord's done put too much work into us to let us dry up now. Amen. He wants us in that dry season, amen, to make sure we put forth an effort to get a little water, amen, and in that dry place in our life. Joel chapter 1 and verse number 12 said, "The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, and the pomegranate trees, and the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered." Listen, why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. The Word of God said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." I tell you, you better have a little joy when that dry season comes. Amen. It'll keep you going. Amen. Amen. Brother Bob's the only one I know of that's always got joy. Amen. But you and I better have a little joy when that dry season comes in our life. And the importance of spring will be seen in the summer. That'll be where the importance of spring will be showing up in the summer. Amen. I thank God the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then fall is marked by a time of harvest. I'm going to say a little bit about this in a little bit, but right now I'll just say this. It's a time of pruning and preparation for winter, and the leaves will fall from the trees. It's a time of transition. And anybody that deer hunts knows it's a time of the year you look forward to. Because when them leaves begin to fall, them deers get to playing games, amen? And they get on their feet, and some of them that you'd never see any other time of the year, that time of the year, about a two-week time frame, you're liable to see them, amen? And so fall is marked as a time of harvest, and spiritually speaking, it's when we as God's people, we've been through the winter, and we've been through the spring, and we've been through the summer, but God wants us to bear fruit. Take root downward, the Bible said, and bear fruit upward. Amen. For the glory of God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I want to bear fruit. You know, I believe that you mentioned preaching one time, Brother Jason, what went on in the 70s and 80s and independent Baptist churches competing with one another. And we had so many and you had so many and we beat you. And it reminded me of three preachers that sat down for breakfast on the Sunday morning, on a Monday morning. They sat down to breakfast, and one of them said, "How many did you have yesterday, brother?" And he said, "So many." The other one said, "How many did you have?" And he said, "So many." And the last one said, "I beat you both." The first one said, "I thought we was all on the same team." Say amen right there. That's where we're supposed to be, is on the same team. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about churches that's not preaching the truth. But, beloved, we're not the only church in Kingsport preaching the truth. Amen. And we ought to be in this thing together, asking God to help us. Amen. And we might bear fruit to the glory of God. Now, the Apostle Paul, the Bible doesn't use the word season. But here's what Paul said. He said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Listen now. He said, "I know how to be abased, both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need." And then he tops it off with this verse, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You know what Paul is saying right there? He said in another text in Corinthians, he said, thanks. I'm having a hard time getting it. But thanks be to God, I believe, which always, that's it, causes us to triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know how he learned to triumph and how he could use the word always? Because it didn't matter what season he was in. It didn't matter what state he was in. He was content to be in that state. If he was in prison, he was in content. If he was in the palace, he was content. It didn't matter. God told him from the very get-go, "You're going to suffer for my name's sake." And he was content just to be a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's seasons in our... Whoop, my picture went away. That's okay. There's seasons in our physical life. There's seasons in our spiritual life. Two more things I want to touch on quickly tonight. And I think we need to remember this. By the way, hear me right here. There's seasons in the church. I'm telling you, God has blessed this church the last few months. Amen. I mean, God's letting us see new people come in. God's letting us see people get saved. God's letting us see people get baptized. But you know what happens? That ain't always going to be that season. Now, I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you, beloved, I've been in it long enough to know, amen, it ain't always going to be that way. And lots of times, when you go through a little dry season in a church, lots of times pastor will leave. Lots of times a family will leave, amen, because they think it ought to be high and mighty all the time, amen. Jesus is high and mighty all the time. But the churches is going to go through seasons. They're going to go through spring. They're going to go through summer. They're going to go through fall. Amen. They're going to go through winter. And so I think that's important to remember. I believe it would help us as a church. Amen. To remember that. You say, well, Pastor, sometimes it just seems like we've just settled down a little bit. Well, maybe God's trying to grow us on the inside. Amen. So that we can have some fruit dangling. Amen. On the end of the branches at the end of the way. Amen. That's a blessing, isn't it? And then I want to give you this tonight, and I'm done. Not only are there seasons physically in our lives and seasons spiritually in our lives and seasons in a church. And you may not agree with me tonight, but I believe there's seasons in a marriage. Everybody hear what I just said? I believe there are seasons in a marriage. A man preached a message one time, and he told the church that he was going to show them what broke up more homes than anything else. And this flabbergasted me. It blew me away. And you know what it was? A baby. Because there was a mom and a dad, a husband and a wife before they were a mom and a dad. And all that attention was directed towards each other. And then here comes a baby. And now mama ain't got time for dad, and dad ain't got time for mama. And all that attention goes to that baby. Listen, we got to be careful. There are going to be seasons in the home, amen. Let me tell you something about that baby. That baby's going to grow up. Let me tell you something about that baby. That baby's going to leave. And then she's going to be right there. Or he's going to be right there, amen. I was thinking coming up the road, you know, I just want to thank God that it ain't all winter. Oh, listen to me, amen. You listen to me. You guys that are married, you can sit there if you want to, amen. But you've got some icy looks before. Say amen. And you deserved them, didn't you, amen. Well, hallelujah, God will let the sun shine, thaw the ice out, amen. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen, a lot of people, they think, you know, it's going to be just like it was on the honeymoon, their whole marriage. Well, if it is, glory to God. But I ain't found too many where it worked that way, amen. There are going to be seasons in our marriages, and God wants us to let those seasons, allow those seasons to grow us, allow those seasons to mature us, allow those seasons to cause us to love one another more and more. And I think in the church it's the same way. If we would listen, you know, one of the things I think that God really is looking for in the church, when there's a family that's going through winter and it's dreary and it's long, they're hurting. I'm telling you, beloved, it's time for somebody else to go over and try to help them, amen, on through that season and try to be a blessing to them. Let them know you're praying for them, amen, because it might be at this time next week that it's you that's in the storm, amen. I was watching the news a while ago, and they've determined now that all these windmills that they put offshore is really having a detrimental effect on the whales and the fish and all of that. It's sad. You see, that's man messing in God's business. Amen. And I'm just thankful tonight that if we would just look to Him and trust Him and follow Him, He knows what we need. The Scripture said, even before we ask. Amen. And so tonight, the Bible said to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Now, I looked at that picture of Sawyer and that little picture there of Amelia and that picture of Olivia. If he was 15... Even at his age now, he's 8, right, Miss Eve? Sawyer's 8. Olivia's fixing to be, she already is 9. It was December, wasn't it? When's Sawyer's birthday? He'll be 8 in February. Okay, so he's getting real close to 8. But in this picture, what was Sawyer in this picture? Four, honey? Three? But if he was still acting at 8 years old, like he was at 3 years old, I'd be worried about him. Amen? You see, when we get saved, we're babes in Christ. But we're not supposed to stay babes, Brother Gary. We're not supposed to stay, you know, the Bible said newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. And thank God we do, amen. But we're not supposed to be on a bottle 10 years later. We're supposed to have picked this Bible up, read this Bible, memorized this Bible, studied this Bible. And we ought to be at 10 years into it knowing whether that preacher's telling us the truth or not. Because we've got in this Bible for ourselves. Amen. And that's the blessing of maturing in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad it's not just one season all the way through. You mentioned Alaska. That's 6 months at a time, ain't it, brother? 6 months of light and 6 months of no light. Ain't that about how it goes up there? That's sad. Amen. I'll take a little light and a little night every day. Amen. Thank God for where we live here in East Tennessee. How many's glad you come tonight?